Nearly 4 years have passed since a Malaysia Airlines plane went off radar one night and simply disappeared. In that time, all that's been found are a few small pieces of debris that turned up on islands in the Indian Ocean and along the east coast of Africa. Now, determined to solve one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries, Malaysian officials have signed a new deal to try to find the missing airliner. The country's transport minister, Liao Tiong Lai, says they have hopes for a good result, but it must come quickly.
They cannot take forever. They cannot drag it for another 6 months or another 1 year. So the offer is only for 90 days. And we'll continue the search within the 25,000 square kilometer search area or beyond. We leave it to Ocean Infinity.
On board the flight en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing were 239 passengers and crew members, including six Australians. The previous search for the Boeing 777, led by Australian authorities, cost 200 million Australian dollars and searched a 120,000 square kilometre area in the Indian Ocean. It was the largest search in aviation history. Investigators had called for the search to be extended to another 25,000 square kilometre area to the north of the original one. The United States-based private firm Ocean Infinity says the focus in the 90 days to conduct its search will be on finding the wreckage or the flight and cockpit recorders. About 65 crew members and 8 autonomous underwater vehicles will scour the seabed. The hope is anything found will help answer questions about the plane's fate, and Ocean Infinity Chief Executive Oliver Plunkett says he too believes the chances are good.
The fact that there's been a search that's covered 120,000 square kilometres allows you to say it's not there, which allows you to focus and say it's more likely to be here. And secondly, our approach based on technology that allows us to deploy 8 AUVs at the same time allows us to cover the ground much faster and much more effectively.
Under the terms of the deal, Ocean Infinity would receive a finder's fee of 26 million Australian dollars if it discovers the plane within the first 5,000 square kilometres. If that area expands up to 10,000 square kilometres, the fee increases to 38 million dollars. If the coverage reaches up to 25,000 square kilometres, it would be 64 million dollars. Outside that, the company would receive 89 million Australian dollars or 70 million US dollars for finding it. But if the company fails to find anything, it goes home with no money. Liao Tiong Lai, the Malaysian minister, has confirmed the details of the agreement.
Yes, the payment will be fully borne by the Malaysian government. Then we are also looking at the conditions. Most important, they must find the debris field. A debris field then is just a piece of wreckage, but it has to be the plane, the aircraft, and or the flight recorder.
The relatives of those on board have had little to comfort them since they last saw their loved ones on March the 8th, 2014. But one relative, Shin Kok Chow, says he's trying to stay optimistic.
I feel very happy and then at the same time also a bit panic, you know, whether it can be found or not. You know, it was just like back to the, you know, 4 years ago when we have to wait every day whether any debris can be found or not. I remain hopeful that, you know, it can be found.
The new search will begin next Wednesday. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.